Hello, we interviewed to Jennifer and she will tell us a little about her and her experience in Colombia.
What is your name? How old are you?
Hi, my name is Jennifer Wang and I am 27 years old.
Where are you from?
I'm from Southern California in the United States.
What is your profession or occupation?
I am currently a master's student at the Harvard Graduate School of Education.
Could you tell me what was the reason for coming to Bogota, Colombia?
I went to Bogota for a Fulbright teaching assistantship and I taught English at two universities, Universidad de la Salle and Uniminuto. My favorite sport is ballet and track and field, but I really enjoy watching football.
What is your favorite food?
My favorite food is really all food. I like Mexican food, I like Chinese food, I like Thai food, I like Colombian food.
What do you like do in your free time?
In my free time, I like to spend time with my friends, I like to go rock climbing, I like to cook, and I like to exercise.
What food did you like from Bogota?
Loved all food in Bogota, especially ajiaco, and I also loved all the fruit juices, lulo, maracuja, and let's see.
Which was your best experience in Bogota?
And my best experience in Bogota, I think, was probably spending the holidays there. I spent Christmas with my friend's family, and the celebrations were really special. I really enjoyed the novena and the typical food during Christmas time.
Which was your worst experience in Bogota?
My worst experience in Bogota was when I was coming back from the kite festival in Tunja, and I didn't have any money with me. I ran out of money, so I had to sleep in the bus terminal.
What do you think about the customs in Colombia?
I think the customs in Colombia are quite different from customs in the United States. I think that the concept of time is a little bit different. And I remember when someone told me ahorita, that really could mean, you know, in a little bit. Whereas for me, I interpreted that to mean at this moment, right now. So I think that was a little bit different.
What was the most difficult for you about the language and culture in Colombia?
In culture, I can't really think of many things that were difficult, but I guess about time, it was just hard to know when things were starting because the concept of time I thought was more fluid. And so, for example, sometimes I'd wait for a bus and I thought that it was going to leave at a certain time, but they were waiting for more people to get on the bus or that there was delays. And then I guess taking the Transmilenio, it was difficult because all of the buses were so crowded. But other than that, I didn't find too many things that were difficult about the culture. I think that the most difficult thing for me about the language was that some phrases could mean multiple things or they were different from what I expected. So an example is that someone asked me, ¿Qué te provocas? And for me, I thought they were asking me like what bothered me or what upset me, but she was asking me what I would like to eat.